First Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright. Though Judah became prominent among his brothers, and a ruler came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanoch, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, Beera his son, whom King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria carried away into exile. He was a chieftain of the Reubenites. And his kindred, by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, the chief, Jael, and Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. He also lived to the east as far as the beginning of the desert, this side of the Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war on the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived beside them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salica, Joel the chief, Shapham the second, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan, and their kindred according to their clans, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zaya, and Eber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Hurai, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshushai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahai, son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was chief in their clan. And they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon to their limits. All of these were enrolled by genealogies in the days of King Jotham of Judah, and in the days of King Jeroboam of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had valiant warriors, who carried shield and sword, and drew the bow, expert in war, 44,760 ready for service. They made war on the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab, and when they received help against them, the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hands, for they cried to God in the battle, and he granted their entreaty, because they trusted in him. They captured their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 captives. Many fell slain, because the war was of God, and they lived in their territory until the exile. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous, from Bashan to Baal-Hermon, Senir and Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their clans, Epher, Ishai, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their clans. But they transgressed against the God of their ancestors, and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of King Pul of Assyria, the spirit of King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria, and he carried them away, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and the river goes on to this day. First Chronicles chapter 6. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, Phinehas of Abishua, Abishua of Bukai, Bukai of Uzi, Uzi of Zerahiah, Zerahiah of Merioth, Merioth of Amariah, Amariah of Ahitub, Ahitub of Zadok, Zadok of Ahimaaz, Ahimaaz of Azariah, Azariah of Johanan, and Johanan of Azariah. It was he who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah became the father of Amariah, Amariah of Ahitub, Ahitub of Zadok, Zadok of Shalom, Shalom of Hilkiah, Hilkiah of Azariah, Azariah of Seraiah, Seraiah of Jehozadak, and Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their ancestry, of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zima his son, Joah his son, Edo his son, Zerah his son, Jeatherai his son, the sons of Kohath, Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, Asir his son, Tehath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. The sons of Elkanah, Amasai and Ahimoth. Elkanah his son, Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel, Joel his firstborn, the second Abijah. The sons of Merari, Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzza his son, Shimeah his son, Haggiah his son, and Asaiah his son. These are the men whom David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they performed their service in due order. These are the men who served, and their sons were, of the Kohathites, Heman the singer, son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tehath, son of Asir, son of Ebiasaph, son of Korah, son of Isar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right, namely Asaph, son of Berechiah, son of Shimeah, son of Michael, son of Baaseiah, son of Malchijah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adaiah, son of Ethan, son of Zima, son of Shimei, son of Jahath, son of Gershom, son of Levi. On the left were their kindred, the sons of Merari, Ethan, son of Kishai, son of Abdi, son of Maluch, son of Hashabiah, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzai, son of Benai, son of Shimer, son of Mahli, son of Mushi, son of Merari, son of Levi. And their kindred, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons made offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense, doing all the work of the most holy place, to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron, Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bukai his son, Uzai his son, Zerahiah his son, Merioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. These are their dwelling places according to their settlements within their borders. To the sons of Aaron of the families of Kohathites, for the lot fell to them first, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge, Hebron, Libna, with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoa, with its pasture lands, Hylan, with its pasture lands, Debir, with its pasture lands, Ashan, with its pasture lands, and Beth-Shemesh, with its pasture lands. From the tribe of Benjamin, Geba, with its pasture lands, Alameth, with its pasture lands, and Anathoth, with its pasture lands. All their towns throughout their families were 13. To the rest of the Kohathites were given by lot out of the family of the tribe, out of the half-tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 towns. To the Gershomites, according to their families, were allotted 13 towns out of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. To the Merarites, according to their families, were allotted 12 towns out of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites the towns with their pasture lands. They also gave them by lot out of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, these towns that are mentioned by name. And some of the families of the sons of Kohath had towns of their territory out of the tribe of Ephraim. They were given the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer, with its pasture lands, Jokmeam, with its pasture lands, Beth-Horon, with its pasture lands, Ajalon, with its pasture lands, Goth-Ramon, with its pasture lands, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner, with its pasture lands, and Bileam, with its pasture lands, for the rest of the families of the Kohathites. To the Gershomites, out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan, with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth, with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh, with its pasture lands, Dabarath, with its pasture lands, Ramoth, with its pasture lands, and Anem, with its pasture lands. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal, with its pasture lands, Abdan, with its pasture lands, Hukok, with its pasture lands, and Rehob, with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee, with its pasture lands, Hamon, with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim, with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Merarites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Ramono, with its pasture lands, Tabor, with its pasture lands, and across the Jordan from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, in the steppe, with its pasture lands, Jaza, with its pasture lands, Kedemoth, with its pasture lands, and Mephaath, with its pasture lands. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead, with its pasture lands, Mahanaim, with its pasture lands, Heshbon, with its pasture lands, and Jazer, with its pasture lands. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their ancestral houses, namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The son of Uzai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Isaiah, 5, all of them chiefs, and along with them, by their generations according to their ancestral houses, were units of the fighting force, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kindred, belonging to all the families of Issachar, were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, 5. Heads of ancestral houses, mighty warriors, and their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zimrah, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations, as heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The sons of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaana, Zithan, Tarshish, and Abishahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, ready for service in war. And Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ir, Hushim the son of Aher. The descendants of Naphtali, Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Azriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the father of Gilead. And Machir took a wife from Hupim and for Shupim. The name of his sister was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, and his sister Hamoleketh bore Ishhad, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Achian, Shechem, Lichai, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthela, and Bered his son, Tehath his son, Elieda his son, Tehath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthela his son, and Azer and Eliad. Now the people of Gath, who were born in the land, killed them, because they came down to raid their cattle. And their father Ephraim mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. Ephraim went in to his wife, And she conceived and bore a son, and he named him Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Shirah, who built both lower and upper Beth-horon, and Uzen-Shirah. Repha was his son, Reseph his son, Tela his son, Tehan his son, Ledan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, as far as Aiah and its towns. Also along the borders of the Manassites, Beth Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvai, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzaith. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet, the sons of Shemer, Ahai, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of Helem, his brother, Zopha, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zopha, Shua, Harnefer, Shual, Berai, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bira. The sons of Jether, Jephunna, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Rizia. All of these were men of Asher, heads of ancestral houses, select mighty warriors, chief of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men.